episode 1737, Cultivate What Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day, it is sweet spirit inspiration. And you know what? I just think of it as an inward look to an upward relationship. Yes, we're talking about cultivate what matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have to take a deep breath because this weekend has been incredible in many ways. Our daughter got married. Now we have a daughter with a son-in-law, and they are honeymooning it. Okay, sort of, kind of, but that's for another episode. They're actually taking a later honeymoon because of their time. But when I look at all that is going on in their life, it's amazing. It's truly heavenly bliss. But then I also look at the flip side of things. I look at how situations try to destroy what we have. People come in and think they have a higher knowledge or better understanding. They want to sink their fingers into things because of, well, jealousy or misrepresentation of who they really are. It gives you a great pause in life. The rushing of knowing what to do and doing it is where we can miss out on what really matters. Cultivate what matters. Where are you spending your most time? It's critical to know where your time is going. Are you trying to spend your time where everybody else wants you to spend it? I know for me, for a while, these past few days, in fact, I am plain plum exhausted. If I sound tired, I'm not going to lie. I am tired. It's taking me an extraordinary amount of energy just to sit here and talk with you. Why? Well, because I have been up for a very long time preparing for my daughter's most important day of her life besides the birth. And I think back as how the last few days have gone in preparation, and it draws me in to cultivate what matters. God does not call us to do what we want to do. He calls us to do what He wants to do within us. He wants to move us. And ultimately, that is drawing us closer to Him. That's a relationship. Cultivate what matters. Are you over-exaggerating in life, doing something different than the real world? Are you trying to stand out because you want that type of attention? Are you trying to beat somebody in the comparison game? You're like, oh, well, if they're here, I'm going to be there. What is leading your convictions? We can confuse importance with convenience. We can lead instead of follow. But ultimately, we need to cultivate what matters. Are you working on what God is calling you to? Are you really focusing on that? As I saw my daughter and son-in-law go through and read their vows, they wrote their own vows and they were absolutely beautiful. It was truly an indelible moment in their wedding day. And yes, for a moment there, I was that proud mama going, you did good. But more importantly, I wanted my Heavenly Father to say, you did well. You finished it. Now you've made a disciple and they're now going to go out into the world and make disciples too. No, we fail. We fall short. But we have to look at what really matters. Stop playing on the short game of life. God's got bigger plans for you. And if you stop long enough to listen, you may hear the details. But if you keep yourself busy and strung out and exhausted, you're going to miss the little things. And it's those little things that matter. What is your heart pulling you towards? What has God been laying on your spirit saying, why are you not paying attention? I keep trying to lead you here and you run away. You slam the door in my face. God's a big God. He can handle slam doors any day. But you see, he has a heart for your heart. Cultivate what matters. Don't rely on what everybody else is saying. Don't get caught up in the pressures. And ultimately, stay connected inward and upward. God desires you. That's all. That is it. He wants a relationship with you. So how are you spending your days? Are you just rushing around? Take a pause for just a moment. Even if you're exhausted from days, it seems like weeks now, with no sleep. Well, we have gone a long time, and I'm eventually going to hit the hay. But you see, ultimately, as I look at my daughter's wedding day and my son-in-law, I was looking at things through God's eyes, not mine. Trying to do right by God, not mine. Trying to cultivate what matters. What are you doing in your life to move you closer to God? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.